satisfaction with the 9 to 5. Do what you want to if you even alive. Spend your time on a railroad car, kissing ass on your floor. Hide up that nest in your hair. Join the ladies, my limit is fair. Back that fuck with his money gun. Smooth talk, getting your feet to run. No, no, 9 to 5 for me, say no. No, 9 to 5 for me, say no. No, 9 to 5 for me, say no. For me, no 9 to 5 for me, no 9 to 5 for me, no. God, I'm done, I'm in the same way. Eating shit for your fucking pay. Make your fat ass just like you. Your blood will have to suck that suit. That one drinks that'll ever fit. What is so good, credit stick. Similar to just you follow the base. Hard grammar of human is great. No, no. 9 to 5 for me, say no, no. 9 to 5 for me, say no, no. 9 to 5 for me, say no, no. 9 to 5 for me, 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 no. Background, use your mind. Glass and we are running blood. Growth is open as room inside. Live with reason, now walk in front. That's a quick, so live like well. As a human, not a brush yourself. No, no. 9 to 5 for me, say no. No. 9 to 5 for me, say no. No. 9 to 5 for me, say no. No. 9 to 5 for me, 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 no.
Take. 90.1 FM Turmoil with Nihilistic's new music from them, Mr. Nine to Nowhere. Starting off the show tonight, we heard Bloodsport, SAS Contra Zion from Italy with Sinaguno. Underground Soldier from Philadelphia gave us Stop to Think, and Nihilistic's Mr. Nine to Nowhere. With me in the studios tonight, we have the Nihilistic's.
Ooh.
And they're impressed to be here. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Mike, I play bass.
I'm John, I play drums.
I'm Paul, I add vocal stylings.
John, guitars.
Okay, this is
only one.
A different lineup from the original Nihilistics, yeah. Which some people might not even have heard of. So why don't we have Mike tell us about the old band.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't imagine anyone who would listen to a hardcore show that could not have possibly heard of the Nihilistics. So
that's right.
Infamous, world-infamous, chaos, hard-hitting lyrics. Been around for about 5 years. The reason I have all these different people with me now is because everybody else started bailing out. They started getting real old and losing, like, faith in what they were doing.
And we're the best.
Yeah, I never gave up, really. You know, I started from scratch again instead of playing fucking games with record labels like managers and all this heavy metal thrash crossover stuff. It's not real. It's not underground music. I'm starting all over again, and I'm pressing up my own single, and I got some dudes behind me that are, I'd have to say, this is the best lineup yet.
I'd say it, too. We're the best lineup yet.
Okay,
you just said it, my friend.
You're my pal.
Springs in all step and songs in all. Yeah,
that's right. And beautiful music for one and all.
It's been about 2 years since the old lineup sort of bailed out. And what kept you interested for those 2 years? Didn't you sort of get disillusioned?
Always disillusioned. Even to the, I still do it. I'm still disillusioned with the state of music. But, I still feel that I have something valid to say, a lot of valid points. And, I just know where I come from and... there's nothing that'll ever change, you know. 45 years from now, if I'm still alive, I'll still be the same, and I'll probably still put out garbage music every couple of few years or whatever.
Me too.
The only thing that keeps any of us going is just fire-borne hatred for everything.
Hate! Bigotry.
It's like a real knock against the world, you know. It's like a real takedown of society. I mean, when you see what bullshit you're up against, there's no way that'll ever change.
Non-discriminatory. Just all out hate.
We're not prejudiced. We hate everyone.
Okay. Who approached who to restart the Nihilistics?
Well, I was still around, so me and John, the drummer, was talking about toying around with some stuff. And then we got John called me up after he bought the album, and it made such an impact on him that he got in touch with me, so we had the guitar player. And then we had another vocalist, Steve Manny, who was a real loser. We had to dump him quick.
Kill again. He sucked. He was the worst.
So
he was shit.
And my buddy Paul, who I've known since he was 12 or 13 years old, and that was 6 years ago, and he was a natural for the band. So, and here we have it, and here we sit, starting over again, just like starting over, just like John Lennon said. And look what happened to him.
He's dead. Thank God.
Just like starting over.
Okay, why don't we listen to some of the old stuff that sort of influenced John, right?
Who?
Yes.
Who, John?
Not John.
John Lennon.
What's your name?
Page.
Page.
John Page.
John Page, okay.
Let's give it a spin, Steve. Let's see what
Why don't you tell us what we're going to hear?
I believe that we will hear My Creed of side one.
This is the old Nihilistics, My Creed.
The beautiful, beautiful first album that I urge you all to listen to.
Okay, we'll be back after this. 90.1 FM, Nihilistics with The Other Cards.
Deal the cards, you moron!
Okay.
Deal the cards. Something new.
You tell me. What's it called? Deal the cards?
Deal the cards.
Okay.
Something new.
Where's the captain?
8-track record.
Where's the captain?
And before that, we heard the old Nihilistics with My Creed. Do you guys play the old stuff, too?
Or is all original? We're just getting back together. We will be playing some old stuff. And this new stuff, plus a couple of other added attractions once we start playing again.
Big fun.
Which will probably be in about a month, month and a half.
Big love and fun.
At the only place left, CBGB's.
Who? Where?
Where else can you play?
Okay, why don't we talk about the new band, all right?
The new band,
all right?
New and improved Nihilistic.
Okay, what do you think it is that sets you apart from other New York bands?
Because we hate everyone and everything.
I think it's more of a realistic, more realistic attitudes.
Sincerity. Sincerity is the only word.
I'm 23 years old. I've been around this garbage for a long time. And, I think my views from the first record to now have matured in a way. And
they rebound with age.
I'm just dealing in everyday life. We'll call it reality hardcore, call it reality punk rock, just call it reality noise. Just talking about the working man's plight. Just talking about the treadmill we're on going nowhere and destruction of fashion, destruction of all kinds of bullshit and phoniness.
We're not pulling any punches.
Subtlety was never our forte. It never was and it never will be. It's a bash over the head. And that's what
it takes.
Kicking
the teeth.
If it's violence, where's the captain?
Violence, if it's words, whatever it is, it's something that we're going to do.
And
we're not going to apologize for anything.
It has to be done. It has to be.
We have a dream.
Where right fails, might prevails.
That's right.
That's what we always say.
Where reason fails, might prevails.
Right. Okay, Mike, I've seen you hang out around CB's a lot. No, you don't.
You're lying.
I don't hang out there.
You're lying.
The last time I saw you, though, you said you left early. You were sort of
disgusted. Too much of this heavy metal nonsense going on. Too much of this heavy metal nonsense. Uh-huh. Too many of these pretty people and too much of this record company game playing that's ruining the whole underground.
Hold.
Let's one person talk at a time because no one can make out what's
going on. Too much of that big happy talk and too much of that big happy smiles. And it's not where it started, and it's certainly a far cry from where things used to be.
So punks have become big business all of a sudden.
Oh, sure. There's people down there scouting around and playing games, and you have to have managers now, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. You have something to say, get your ass into a studio, just sit there with a crummy cassette recorder and make your own music. I can't stand like these people that wears tattoos of other bands like Circle Jerks and stuff. Hey, if it makes that much of a difference to you, why don't you get your ass in gear and start doing something on your own? Like Crass is... You know, they used to put out shit. It was the worst garbage in the world, but at least it was from people that, you know, they didn't care the quality. They just wanted to say something. You know, that's just it, basically.
So you're getting back to the original roots then? And
I'm hoping. I think it's too far gone. But like I say, this could be my last record, or it could be my first again. You know, I probably get some kind of a crummy record out of it. It's like an album again. But I don't want to do another album. I'd rather do just 5 songs and then do 5 songs that clip on a 12-inch and instead of doing albums and albums and making the big bucks for record company, you know. That's nonsense. That's not where it really should be.
Okay, what about John Paul Page? What sort of got you?
Who? John Paul Page?
John Paul Page.
What the hell are you making up names?
John Paul. John Paul. John Paul Bunyan.
Where's Robin?
What sort of guy, what got you guys involved with this?
Because I've been a friend of Mike's for a long time, and I've been playing drums for a couple of years, and I was always influenced by the music, and I always enjoyed what they were talking about, and I felt at one with it, and because they look at reality and say, this can't be, and that's the way it is, you know. And I befriended Michael Nicolosi here, and
we got a crew,
we got together on it, and we said, let's get it back together, man. There's no reason not to, just because the other people flaked out and became a bunch of morons.
Especially in this disgusting face of the way music is turning out, man.
Okay. It's a slap in the face.
What about Paul?
Well, I've known Mike since I've been about 12, 13 years old. I'm 18 now. I've known him since I've been like 12, 13. And,
you got something to say.
I found Mike, like, I was on the verge of, like, total catastrophe and, like, you know, mass depression and shit.
You are a catastrophe.
Yeah, when I found that album, you know, it's like it cut through all the other fucking bullshit that's
in the music scene now.
I just had to seek him out, so, you know, I tried to find him. It was fate.
We got it.
It was a deal of the cards, you're saying, John? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Deal those cards.
Hey, I
think I add something important here. You know, they say there's people starving, but we don't really care. Let them all die hungry so we can breathe more air.
I feel better already.
Oh, I could breathe deeply.
Hello to the boys in the brewery.
Record coming out. All right, we got the Nihilistics here in the studios. We're going to hear something from the album called Black Sheep. Let's go.
Someone save me from that. No one ever hears your voice. Remember, it's your own fucking choice. That's the question seen in your face. Only try of the working man. He's got a very dying land. No adrenaline for you and I. Watching drop, watching die. She can't let the moment of birth. Man, what's this life for? Why the working class? The ones that live for less. No one ever hears your voice. Remember, it's your own fucking choice.
Point FM Turmoil, the Nihilistics, Working Class, before that, Black Sheep. With me in the studios are the Nihilistics. And we're going to talk about, we just heard three songs from the tape that's going to be released soon as a 45 or...
Yeah, 45.
7-inch EP.
7-inch.
Three-song EP.
Doing it all ourselves.
Tough work, but we can do it.
Okay, so...
We're tough.
So how long have you been practicing to get this EP together? You sound really tight on
about
this.
About a month. About 1 month.
1 month.
Just practicing every night?
No. Once a week.
Once every other week.
Paul only practiced with us twice.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just went into studios and just did this, you know, one day?
It took three hours to record. You know, 8-track. You know, it's got its...
You did good for the time.
It's got its bad points, you know. It's like that, but that's how it really should be, you know. It's you're tight for money, and you're tight for time. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
As long as it's said and it's done.
And I'm pretty pleased with the quality. You know, I'm hoping it'll be a slap in the face once again to people. Maybe we'll get them thinking again, which is a tough task.
Stupid people.
Okay, so
everyone out there.
When can we expect this to be released, and when can people pick it up?
Depending on how quick Record Matt prints it up, probably about a month, month and a half, something like that. So by the end of May, it should be out. Oh,
yeah. We expect you all to buy it.
Yeah, so I can make my money back. I'm in the black for this. I'm in the red.
We know who you are too, so you better watch out.
We know where you live.
Any
know
plans?
Your mother is.
Any plans for the band to go on tour? Play around?
No.
Tour? Oh, what's that?
No tour. It's local. Local
maybe,
gigs.
Maybe a few select gigs.
Jersey, maybe Manhattan once in a while. I don't know where's
Boston left. If we're lucky.
I don't know where's left. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't really care. You know, I'd rather just put out records, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, then, you know, I don't really care either. It's just for me more than anything else.
Our ultimate goal would have to be on Merv Griffin.
Or Joe Franklin.
Joe Franklin.
He spurned us once. Joe Franklin called me a scumbag once and wouldn't let me come on about 3 years ago.
Merv's off the air, you know.
No way.
Back on Channel 9. Yes, he is.
All right.
All right, so everybody can tune into Merv Griffin tonight. I'd like to thank you guys for coming down tonight.
Okay. What? You mean that's it?
That's it?
That's it?
No, not a chance. I came all the way from Lyndon Heights.
He turned it off. But we make a stand.
Okay.
We'll stop breaking things.
Okay, Nihilistics, record out about a month and a half or so. Look for it at the local record store.
Thank you.
People are scum.
Now we're going to listen to The Offenders.
Thank you.